From a private hospital for the insane near Providence, Rhode Island, there recently disappeared an exceedingly singular person. He bore the name of Charles Dexter Ward. Charles Dexter Ward. Doctors confessed themselves quite baffled by his case, since it presented oddities of a general physiological as well as psychological character. Aberration grows from a mere eccentricity to a dark mania involving both the possibility of murderous tendencies and a peculiar change in the apparent contents of his mind. Psychologically, too, Charles Ward was unique. His madness held no affinity to any sort recorded in even the latest and most exhaustive of treatises. Dr. Willett, who was Ward's family physician, affirms that the patient's gross mental capacity, as gauged by his response to matters outside the sphere of his insanity, had actually increased since the seizure. Only Dr. Willett, who had brought Charles Ward into the world and watched his growth of body and mind ever since, seemed frightened at the thought of this future freedom. That escape itself is one of the unsolved wonders of Dr. Waite's hospital. One fact which remains is that up to the present time, no trace of the missing madman has been unearthed. No trace of the missing madman has been unearthed.
Madness out of time had subsided, and the case of Charles Dexter Ward was closed.
He bore the name of Charles Dexter Ward.